with BookBeat. I'm Bon Swain. Anthony Burgess is the author of more than 40 books, the best known of which is his study of violence, A Clockwork Orange. Burgess says nobody paid much attention to A Clockwork Orange until 10 years later when it was made into a film.
I was accused of fomenting violence, rape, mayhem everywhere because of this film and because of the book it was based on. And I still have to live this down.
Burgess was born in Manchester, England in 1917. After World War II, in which he served with the British Army Education Corps, Burgess was teaching in Malaya when doctors told him he had what appeared to be a brain tumor.
I was sent back to England to the Neurological Institute in London, and there they said, yes, you probably have a brain tumor, but we can't get at it, so we'd better give you a year to live.
Burgess had already written a couple of books, but with time running out, he decided to spend the last year of his life writing full-time.
I wrote, I think, 5.5 novels in that year, and a certain amount of journalism, a couple of television plays. It felt fine. I felt that I was really doing something at last, and I survived and may survive a little longer.
Anthony Burgess feels he had a good reason for abandoning his native England, and it was not the high taxes.
I felt that England, although it has a great literature, doesn't really like its writers. In England, I always felt that people regarded me as lazy, not doing a real job.
Burgess tried Malta for a while, but didn't like the censorship. Then he went to Italy, where his wife was born, but was worried about kidnapping, so he moved across the border to Monaco.
I've always been tempted to come back here, you know. Always been tempted to become an American author, but I probably left it too late. Should probably die by the Mediterranean, not by the Hudson.
Arbor House has brought out Anthony Burgess' latest books, a satirical novel called Kingdom of the Wicked, which traces the early days of Christianity, and a centennial tribute to D.H. Lawrence called Flame into Being. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. English-born writer Anthony Burgess aroused a lot of fury not long ago when he wrote a book called 99 Novels. The books, Burgess says, are the most outstanding works of fiction in the English language since World War II. Burgess admits he wanted to make waves. After all, what one reads is a matter of taste, and indeed, Burgess' list is not only weighted with British writers, but with novelists many of us have never even heard of.
I would agree, for the most part, with the people who object to it, because as soon as you've set down a list like that, you realize it's wrong. The things you left out, things you should have put in. And of course the women were angry because there weren't enough women novelists there.
The narrator of Anthony Burgess' 1980 novel, Earthly Powers, is a homosexual. Burgess says while he is not homosexual, he makes no apology for writing about homosexuals or about blacks or women.
I was told that no man could write a novel in which the woman was the chief character. I said, how about Madame Bovary? How about Natasha in War and Peace? Said, well, he was a man, therefore, ipso facto, these aren't really women. And then the black said, no white man could write a book about a black. I said, I think I could. No, you couldn't, man, and so on. How narrow we're becoming. We've got to take the chance, I think.
Burgess describes himself as lazy, but tries to write 1,000 words a day, and Earthly Powers was not his easiest project.
The book was difficult to write, and now I face, in old age, the writing of another, even bigger book, which I don't think I'm really capable of. Yes, I think so. My 30th novel, then I'll shut up.
That's a doubtful prospect because Burgess sees himself as being a writer in the old tradition, performing a job in the way that a carpenter or builder does his job. Arbor House has published 2 new works by Anthony Burgess, Flame into Being, a tribute to D.H. Lawrence, and a comic novel about Romans and Christians called The Kingdom of the Wicked. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Writer Anthony Burgess finds a lot of similarities between himself and the late novelist D.H. Lawrence. Like Lawrence, Burgess was born into a working-class family. They each attended less than prestigious schools, they both married aristocrats, and each fled England. Burgess was accused of encouraging violence and mayhem by writing a book called A Clockwork Orange, and Burgess notes that Lawrence was condemned for writing Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Lawrence, of course, was accused of fomenting sexual desire, lust, fornication. And he, dead though he is, still has to live that down.
Anthony Burgess has written a centennial tribute to Lawrence in a book called Flame into Being. Burgess' most recent novel is The Kingdom of the Wicked, and it, like A Clockwork Orange, focuses on evil, which Burgess says is a very real substance in life.
This is an obsession. I suppose in some ways I ought to apologize for it, but it seems to me the major theme of our age has been this war between good and evil. The fact that evil exists, I think, was spectacularly shown by the Nazis.
The Kingdom of the Wicked deals with the standoff between the Romans and the early Christians.
We read the New Testament, we read the Bible. We have the Gideon Bible in our hotel rooms, and we can read all about Paul's voyages. But we never read about what's going on in the Roman Empire at the same time, you know, what's going on in Rome. And it's rather like America and Europe, you know. If you sneeze, we catch cold. When Rome sneezed, Israel caught cold.
Burgess is also a jazz pianist and composer who says his fingers are getting a little stiff.
I hope when I've written my 30th novel that I can get down to what I really want to do. That is the composition of an opera about Sigmund Freud.
Sigmund Freud and Anthony Burgess is probably not joking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.